This is very unique. The lectionary scripture for this week is Psalm 1. You know, we look at the book of Psalms, and we get a lot of wisdom and a lot of understanding out of the book of Psalms. But when you look at life and you think of all the people that wrote, not only did David write some of the Psalms, but there was a lot of others who wrote it too. So we get challenged. How can we handle all this stuff? Well, most of us don't stop long enough to think about the amazing range of human emotions that we experience every day. So how does the human mind and the body deal with all of them? And how can we possibly cope with all that's going on within us? To be honest, sometimes we can. And God knew we needed a book in the Bible like the Psalms. So our Old Testament reading this week is out of Psalm 1. It's a very short Psalm, 1 through 6. Hear the Word of God, New Living Translation, Psalm 1. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with scoffers. But they delight in doing everything the Lord wants. Day and night they think about His law. They are like trees planted along a river bank, bearing fruit each season without fail. Their leaves never wither, and in all they do, they prosper. But this is not true of the wicked. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgments. Sinners will have no place among the godly, for the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 1. That particular psalm has a lot to say about intimacy. You see, intimacy is a relationship and a function of both the amount of time spent together and the quality of what is accomplished or shared at that time. So if a parent and the child spend 3 hours together, but those hours are spent watching television, the time doesn't establish intimacy. Psalm 1 suggests that in an intimate relationship with God, it grows out of both the quality and the quantity of time that we focus on Him. And we need to really do a self-inventory of ourselves and say, well, do I really do intentionally spend consistent time with God alone? We should. And you can find that intimacy in Psalm 1. Hope and pray you have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.